Every proper sissy girl has a list of rules she's supposed to follow. It only makes sense, since if there wasn't someone in control of you constantly, then you would never get anything done. The only thing you would think about is cock. You would spend every waking moment trying to figure out a way to get a real, hard, nice, thick cock inside one of your holes. Don't even try to disagree with me, because I know it's true. You cannot lie to Goddess. So, I'm going to be giving you some rules. These rules are fairly simple. Even someone with your amount of intelligence, if you could call it that, will be able to understand. That being said, let's get you into a more relaxed state, shall we? Take a deep breath and close your eyes. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. And then relax. Let go. Good girl. It's so simple to follow instructions, isn't it? You can be a good girl. You are a good girl. When you are with Goddess, you are safe. You can let your sissy side out and let it be free. You don't have to hide it. Take another deep breath for me and hold it. Every single second that you hold it, you are falling deeper and deeper into that headspace. Exhale your breath for me and feel all the tension draining from your body as you sink deeper and deeper and deeper. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. Exhale, 4, 5, 6. Such a good girl. It feels so natural to just let yourself go and put all your trust into Goddess. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. Exhale, 4, 5, 6. Let yourself go until the only thing in the world is the sound of my voice. Sink deeper and deeper until your entire world is just this, just my voice. My voice is the only thing that matters to my good little submissive girl. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. Exhale, 4, 5, 6. Good girl. Now let's begin with your list of rules. 1. You do whatever you are told to do. This is fairly simple and to be expected, but I understand that with your limitations, I might need to spell it out for you. You are a sissy. Your job is to do what others tell you to do. This means following any and all instructions your superiors give you without hesitation. Hesitation will result in direct punishment. Hesitation means that you thought about what you were going to do for a second instead of just acting. Nobody wants a sissy slut that thinks for herself, no, no, no. That's not your job. Your job is to take orders. Sissy girls like yourself are meant to be sluts for those around you. Anyone who is your superior, you take instructions from, whatever they may be. It is not your place to question these orders. It is not your place to hesitate. It is not your place to deny these orders. It is a right reserved for girls who actually have value beyond being a two-hold slut. 2. Never touch yourself without permission. Everything on your body is no longer for your personal use. It is for those around you. You know your purpose as a sissy bitch. This means even your orgasms are no longer for your own pleasure. You only get to orgasm if your owner will gain pleasure from it. Your owner will let you play with yourself if they will get some sort of satisfaction from it. Everything you do for the entertainment and benefit of someone else. Your body is nothing but a toy for your owner. You are nothing but a brainless plaything that follows instructions. You give pleasure to those who you serve. You receive pleasure if it pleases them. You do not touch yourself or orgasm without permission. It is not your body to use how you want to anymore. You are just a sissy whore. You get to touch yourself and orgasm if it brings those around you pleasure. 3. Remember your manners. Even though you are a brainless bimbo, you must be polite. It isn't ladylike to not remember your etiquette. You are of a lower class than those around you. Don't forget it. It is an honor to serve them. It is an honor to make them feel happy. It is an honor to let them use you in any way they see fit. Phrases like please and thank you should always be on the tip of your tongue. Instead of saying, I need your cock, you are expected to say, may I please have your cock, sir, followed by, thank you, sir. A rude and vulgar sissy is one that has not been trained properly. You want to be the best sissy girl you can be, right? Anybody who is superior to you, you are to ask what they like to be called and refer to them by that title. These titles include, but are not limited to, sir and ma'am. That means remembering your manners even when you are horny out of your mind and just need something to fill you up. You won't get to be filled up if you do not ask politely. 4. Always be clean shaven. Nobody wants a sissy that is covered in hair. Your owner wants to be able to run their hands along your body and not feel any of it. Body hair is unattractive and unladylike. Any sissy that knows their worth won't have any body hair. Having a soft and smooth body is much more feminine and attractive. Of course, you want to be more than just a sissy slut. You want to be a pretty whore. A sissy that isn't attractive is worthless. Keeping your body soft and smooth is part of being attractive. Add lotioning your body and keeping yourself hairless from the eyebrows down as part of your daily grooming routine. 5. You are not to speak unless spoken to. Nobody wants to hear your thoughts. Nobody wants to hear your opinions. Nobody cares. That isn't why you are there. You are there to serve. Unless your owner states that they want to hear from you, then you will remain silent. If you are being fucked senseless and your owner tells you to be quiet, it is your job to be quiet. If your owner tells you to be louder and beg for more, then you follow along. You beg for more. Everything about you, even down to what you can and cannot say, is dictated by your owner. Speaking without being given permission is not permitted. Remember the proper pronouns and names for your body parts when you are in sissy space. When you are a sissy, you are not a boy. You are a girl. You use she, her pronouns. You will not respond to someone if they refer to you with he, him, because you are not a he, him. You are a she, her. It's that simple. Same goes for your body parts. You have breasts, you have a clitoris, and you have a vagina. Those are all the rules you have to follow for now. They aren't hard, they aren't complicated. Any bimbo with a half a brain could understand and follow them. Goddess knows you can be a good girl and follow all the rules she just gave you. You get to embrace what a good sissy you are becoming and have some concrete rules to follow. But what that means is our time together is coming to an end. Don't be sad. You will get your next bit of training soon enough, baby girl. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 4, 5, 6. I want you to start waking up for me now. Inhale. In sissy space, you use female anatomy. Exhale. Since you are a girl, you use female pronouns. Start to move your feet for me. Scrunch up your toes for a few seconds and then release. Shake your foot out a bit as you start to come back to yourself. It is okay to come back to your body again. Inhale. You are not to speak unless spoken to. Exhale. It is not your place to give your opinion. Begin moving your legs for me now. Shake them out, bend them, whatever helps them get moving. Allow yourself to fill up the space in your legs. Inhale. Always be clean shaven. Exhale, always be smooth. That is the only proper way for a sissy to be. It is also a way to be discreet about being a sissy in public. No one would think twice and it can be your dirty little secret. A part of you that is always a sissy, even if you have to be a boy at work. Inhale, remember your manners. Exhale, nobody likes a vulgar sissy girl. Twist your torso around a bit for me. Allow yourself to take up space in your torso and let it move up towards your chest and shoulders. It's okay to be back in this body. Inhale. Never touch yourself without permission. Exhale. Never orgasm without permission. Your body is not for your own pleasure anymore. It's for the pleasure of those around you. Your body is their toy to use how they see fit. It is nothing more than that.
You are just holes meant to be used and abused by those in positions of power. Inhale. Do whatever you are told. Exhale, without any hesitation. Welcome back to your body. Open your eyes with a deep inhale. Good. 1, 2, 3. Now exhale. I know you're sad about not being a sissy right now, but that's okay. Our next session will be soon. You'll just have to be patient like the good bitch you are.